which actually has been sent in on our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum. It's from Scientist, who says, how does a fingerprint reader work? And where do you find them? Are these on devices like my mobile phone, I suppose he's mentioning?
Yeah, so you get them on mobile phones. You also get them in police stations. And they all rely on the fact that everyone has a unique fingerprint. And these, if you look at your fingers, you can see that these are a sort of series of ridges and valleys that are characterized uniquely to you. And the way that any fingerprint scanner works is it tries to take an image of that in various different ways. So, for example, some fingerprint scanners are basically just cameras. They take a photo of the edge of your finger and then they compare it to other photos of other people's fingerprints. But on your phone, for example, most phones use something called a capacitance scanner. And what this is it's loads of little squares in a grid that when you put your finger on them, they produce a little current. And the current reacts slightly different in the ridges than it does in the valleys. And that produces a measurement that it can use to sort of uniquely identify you.
Adam?
Is there any way to fool them? Like, can you tape a bit of sellotape to someone's finger and put it on the scanner and break in?
The thing is, fingerprints are very intricate. In theory, it is possible to do that, absolutely. And the software that analyzes fingerprint scans is not perfect. It doesn't do a perfect image comparison between you and whatever fingerprint it's looking at, especially because when you're putting your finger down on a fingerprint scanner, you don't always use the same bit. You do it at a bit of a funny angle, and that gives a slightly different measurement. So that means, in principle, yes, you can trick them, but it's really quite hard to imitate someone else's fingerprint.